John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show, Hotel Mars. Episode N, David Livingston, my colleague and co-host and co-pilot, we're going to the moon. That is the plan from the world's richest man. His name is Bezos. He runs Amazon along with other enterprises. And right now, he unveiled a surprise. And to help us with this surprise is Bill Harwood, William Harwood, who's CBS News Space News, presents the facts of, Bill, good evening to you. What is Blue Moon?
Good evening, John. Well, Blue Moon, as you say, was a surprise from Jeff Bezos. He unveiled this earlier this month with a news conference. It is a lunar lander that he has been working on, his company Blue Origin, I should say, has been working on for the past 3 years. He claims it can put 6.5 metric tons of equipment on the surface, and that could include an ascent vehicle that could carry astronauts down and then back up. And so it's almost a ready-made solution for NASA's plan to return to the moon in 2024. They have to have a lander to do that, and Bezos is first out of the gate with what he says would be an answer to that problem, a viable lunar lander that's already in development.
David?
Hi, Bill. Is this a separate plan for Bezos, his own plan to go to the moon, or is the lander part of the NASA plan to go to the moon?
I don't think it's either one at this point. His company, Blue Origin, as you know, David, is developing a suborbital rocket and capsule to carry tourists up to the edge of space and back. He's also built a giant factory near the Kennedy Space Center that's going to build orbit-class rockets that will compete against SpaceX and United Launch Alliance to put payloads into Earth orbit and send them on to the moon or even in the deep space eventually. Blue Moon, the lander project, I think he envisions is a tool that could be used as part of a NASA program or perhaps as a private endeavor down the road someday. Of course, he has no vehicle that can launch this yet. So that would be something years down the road after the development of a launch vehicle. But I think whoever goes to the moon, however you're going to the moon with astronauts, you have to have a lander. You have to have some way to get from lunar orbit down to the surface. And, of course, Bezos says that his concept, the Blue Moon, which, again, he says they've been working on now for the past 3 years, will be able to do that. And so given NASA has this new directive to put astronauts back on the moon by 2024, that's the stated goal of the Trump administration. They're going to need to develop a lander very rapidly, and it could well be that the Blue Moon that Bezos unveiled could fit that bill.
From the photographs supplied in the news story, I note that this looks gigantic, 6.5 metric tons, much bigger than the landers of the 1960s and 70s. So the puzzle here is, in designing a lander this large with all these, I'd say, up-to-date extras here, does Bezos imagine SLS? Does he imagine the New Glenn? Does he have a name of a rocket that can carry this?
You know, during the news conference to unveil this project, there was no mention of what kind of rocket would launch it. Certainly the Space Launch System, this is the big super rocket that NASA's building, certainly that could launch the Blue Moon. And one presumably, his New Glenn rocket, this is the one Blue Origin is developing for orbital spaceflight in deep space, that almost certainly could carry it too. But you can't look at the lander outside of the architecture of this return to the moon. You know, there are multiple components being launched, and just to refresh the memory of our listeners, you know, the current plan calls for building a little mini space station in lunar orbit called Gateway. And astronauts would fly to Gateway aboard Orion capsules that Lockheed Martin is currently building. They'd be launched on top of the big Space Launch System rocket. Those capsules would then rendezvous and dock with the Gateway space station. Astronauts would move inside, and then they would take a lander from that space station down to the surface, do their science and their exploration, and then some sort of an ascent vehicle would then bring them back up to the space station where the Orion would be ready to carry them back to Earth. So you have to view the lander in the context of all the other components that have to be put up there. And it's not yet clear how Bezos envisions this might work, or even NASA, for that matter. Those sorts of details we really haven't seen yet. I will tell you that NASA says, Bill Gerstenmaier, their director of spaceflight, he says they hope to be able to put contracts out on the street for some sort of a lander by this fall. So this is a fast-track project. they're looking for somebody. And I also want to point out, it's not just Blue Origin. It's not just Jeff Bezos. Other companies are absolutely interested in this and have put forth ideas as well. We just haven't been provided any details yet. He certainly seems to have a head start, but I don't want the listeners to think this is a done deal yet, because it's not.
David?
Bill, does he distinguish between a lander for cargo and a lander for carrying humans, astronauts, to and from the surface of the moon?
Yeah, he did. He talks about, building two sizes of this. And when you think about it, either one takes things down to the surface. You have to have some other system with a rocket engine that then would blast off and come back. It's the same basic concept as the lunar excursion module, the LEM, that was used during the Apollo days, where the spacecraft lands on the moon and you use the descent stage as a launch pad for the part of the spacecraft that brings the astronauts back up to lunar orbit. So he's definitely thinking that the Blue Moon Lander could take, scientific supplies, robots down to the surface where they don't have to come back up. But you could put an ascent vehicle on top of this thing, he says, and that way astronauts could ride it down and then come back up again when the mission's over.
This is ambition. I like it. So let's go to how Mr. Bezos used the word sustainable exploration plan. Is he talking about a base, a colony? Did he mention anything about planning for that?
Not specifically. I mean, he clearly believes, just like Elon Musk at SpaceX does, he clearly believes and is very passionate about providing the tools to move people off the planet. They both want to open the solar system to exploration, and Musk talks about colonizing Mars someday. Bezos doesn't go that far, but he clearly wants to make it less expensive to explore space and to get more people into space. And certainly the lunar lander would facilitate any sort of near-term plans. I mean, again, you have to have a viable lander to get to the surface. Now, what he means by sustainability is getting the cost down, getting a program in place that could sustain long-term lunar exploration and exploitation, using it as a test bed to learn what you need to know, test the technology before eventual flights to Mars. I mean, that's really the long-range goal. It's both science and technology development. But in the past, these programs haven't been sustainable. Apollo wasn't sustainable. It cost so much money, the final three missions, were canceled. And so when they talk about sustainability, they mean getting the cost down and getting this to be something that can be sustained over years. And he believes the lander he's developing could play a role in that.
So Blue Origin is not meant to be a place to live on the surface then.
You mean the Blue Moon Lander?
Yeah, the Blue Moon Lander.
No, that's strictly transportation. So I think that at some point, you could talk about building, some sort of habitation modules on the lunar surface or perhaps buried below to protect you from radiation.
Right.
Those things could come later, but again, you've got to have the transportation in place first.
David?
Is there any sense from what you're picking up of how NASA views this plan and Bezos' support? And is Bezos looking for NASA financial contributions, or is he self-funding?
Well, he is self-funded up to this point, no question. I mean, nobody even knew they were doing it. But clearly he wants to win a contract. He wants to go work with NASA, and NASA would then presumably pay for the service. Now, one of the interesting things here, well, first let me back up. You were asking, has NASA indicated how they responded to this in some way? They have not. As a government agency that's going to be putting out, requests for contracts and proposals, they obviously have to be unbiased. I'd be very surprised if they came out and said anything one way or the other until bids are in and they can evaluate those and make the best technical choice. So that aside, I think NASA is absolutely interested in this project. And I think that, if Bezos ultimately submits a bid that beats the competition, he'll win a contract.
2024, Bill. That's fast, yes? That's a crash program.
It really is. The original goal had been, under the Trump administration, is boots on the surface by 2028. And as the vice president recently announced that the administration is requesting an additional $1.6 billion for NASA's 2020 budget to sort of kickstart this accelerated moon landing approach with the goal of putting people on the moon in 2024. It's going to take a lot more than that. That's simply for 2020. It's going to take more than that in 2021 and more than that in 2022 to actually make that happen. And whether Congress will go along with this or not, We just don't know yet.
David, 30 seconds.
Bill, is there any sense that there's like some kind of a heavy competition between the Blue Origin, Blue Moon concept versus what Musk is doing?
Musk hasn't gone into any detail about landers on the moon except for his, you know, plans for the Starhopper, you know, the big giant rocket that he is building. He says it could go to the moon and go to Mars. But no, he has not announced any sort of plans to participate in NASA's moon program or to attempt to. Not yet.
And I'm looking for a billionaire race to the moon. Bill Harwood, William Harwood, CBS News, Space News. It's CBS _ Space News. That's the Twitter address. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. I'm John Batchelor. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N.